And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services in Manhattan and surrounding areas. And we're talking about back to school and mental health surrounding that and kind of getting back in routines. Before we do that, though, we got a phone call here. Someone has a call or a concern, or a question or concern. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
What a wonderful presentation. You really touched me with sharing those items. You know, the news people, they do good in telling us there's a hurricane coming or it's time to go find an extra roll of toilet paper. But by the same token, yesterday the infection control doctor for the state of Kansas says this disruption in the economy and schooling is going to last until April. And how, as they perceive our reaction to these kinds of things, we have some of the prosecutors openly talking about personal responsibilities when you're dealing with the armed, dedicated forces that we have put out there to enforce society's rules of how you behave with your hands or turning towards or away from those people, how we turn towards or away from our problems in responsible manners and not want to end everything and those kinds of things. Thank you so much for a wonderful presentation.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much for that call. I really appreciate it. You know, I think to some extent are observers of what's going on in the world around us. And I think that as we've observed the things that are going on in the world, we see that there are some things that we as individuals don't have control over. And that's part of what is so frustrating sometimes. It's part of what can lead to feelings of anger. It can lead to feelings of frustration or despair. And we know that it's had a negative impact on the mental health of a lot of people with increasing anxiety, increasing depression. And I'll tell you, the Serenity Prayer that Alcoholics Anonymous really made famous, I think, is so important and helps put a reframe on circumstances that we as individuals don't have control over. And, you know, for those of you who may not be familiar with the Serenity Prayer that was really made famous by the Alcoholics Anonymous movement, it's something like, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I think that there's something so healthy and really profound about that we would all do well to really, think about that message and to follow it ourselves, and then to also encourage our kids to do the same thing. You know, there are some things, some situations that neither we nor our children can change. And so we need to ourselves, you know, we need to work ourselves, and we need to help our children make some peace with the things that they can't change. But there are things that we can change, and there are things that our children can change. And so when we identify those things that we do have power over or influence over or control over, and they're the kinds of things that are able to make a difference in how we experience our life, how we experience school, how we experience relationships, then we should make those changes and encourage our children to make those changes. So we need to realize that even in situations where we maybe feel like we don't have a lot of power, there still are some ways in which we do have some power and do have some control. But then, of course, the key is being able to figure out when the situation is something we can control or can't control. But I think that if we try to follow that guidance ourselves and encourage our children to do the same, that can be the foundation of, I guess, supporting that concept of resiliency, you know, being able to work through situations of adversity or trauma, but being able to move forward and grow in spite of the adversity or in spite of the trauma. But, you know, it's really important right now when we think about just practical things. And some of this just, it seems so logical, and yet sometimes the things that are the most obvious are the things that we miss. And it's things like maintaining a healthy lifestyle, which includes making sure we're eating right, that our children are eating right, that we're getting plenty of sleep, that they're getting plenty of sleep, that we and they are getting exercise, that they're moving. Children have a high need for movement and exercise. And then there are just things we can do together, you know, whether it's board games or outdoor ball games or taking walks. I discovered during this last several months, discovered trails, walking trails in Manhattan that I didn't know existed. And I've discovered walking trails that I hadn't been on in years. And so there's lots of opportunities for us to make pleasure or make enjoyment for ourselves. And then, of course, we always want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to reduce the risk of transmitting the virus. And it's just, I kind of think of it as the big three. You know, we maintain social distance when we need to, frequently wash our hands, and then, of course, you know, wear masks when we need to. But I think it's also really important, especially for children's mental health, to maintain safe social contacts as much as they can. You know, human beings are social by nature, and we need to provide as many safe opportunities as we can for our kids to have safe social contacts, whether that be at school, at home, or in the community.
All right. Well, Robin, time goes really fast when I ever talk to you, and I always appreciate getting a chance to have this conversation. We're going to have to end it there, but we'll chat again next month, Robin, and hope you have a great Labor Day and great rest of your month of August.
Sounds good. You too, Brandon. Take care.
All right. Sounds good. Robin Cole again, Executive Director from Pawnee Mental Health. And if you missed any of today's show, we will have it up on our website shortly, newsradiokman.com.
As we move up on 10 a.m., CBS News is up next, followed by The Clark Howard Show. Todd Herman fills in for Rush, Dan Patrick, and The Game, all on the way at K-Man.